rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Rocks, a show featuring the best of Christian hard rock and metal from the 80s and the 90s. I hope you'll be open today to the message of the music and what I've got to share with you. You know, have you ever noticed that nowadays, in this day and age, we seem to be open to pretty much anything and everything except Jesus Christ? I mean, we're open to alternative lifestyles, different religions and philosophies. We're even open to extraterrestrials. But for some reason, we're not open to the Bible or hearing about Jesus Christ. And that fact alone ought to tell us something. It tells me that what the Bible says is true. In John 3:19-20, it says that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds are evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. You see, we do evil things, and because we do these sinful things, we don't want the light to shine on us. Well, this show shines light, the light of Christ, through the music and through the Bible that I share with you. So if you feel a little uncomfortable, then you need to know that's because sin is being exposed by the light of God's Word. And that's not something we should be afraid of. Rather, it's something that we need to embrace, because sin is deceitfully destructive and deadly. And if it's not dealt with, it'll not only continue to cause us pain and sorrow in this life, it will ensure that we will spend an eternity of pain and sorrow. Well, let's listen to some music here. Tourniquet sings a song about drug use. It's called Acid Head.
Yeah!
That was Tourniquet with Acid Head. You know what? Some, you know, when those who use drugs are better worshipers than most people who go to church. What on earth are you talking about? What do you mean? Well, as they sang in that song, I gladly bow and be your slave to serve you all the days I live. My chemical God to you I give. You see, drug use is an act of worship, just like any other sins, an act of self-worship. It's being devoted to a false god, which is basically your drug of choice. You see, the devil wants to rob God of his glory and destroy mankind in the process. So he tempts the people that God has created. He tempts them into devoting themselves to something other than God. And then he sits back and laughs at God and says, ha, some god that you are, the very people you made to magnify you are more committed to magnifying their own lusts and desires than they are you. Think about that. Think about the commitment that a drug user shows to their false god, their drug of choice. Drug users love their drugs more than they love their own family members. But that's the kind of love and devotion that Jesus Christ alone deserves. Over in Matthew 10, verse 37 and 38, he says, he who loves father or mother is more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his own cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. You see, drug users are willing to sacrifice their families. They're willing to leave them behind for their drugs. But Jesus Christ deserves that kind of devotion and love. And you know what? Drug users are willing to give their bodies and their minds and total allegiance to their drugs of choice. And that's really what the Bible calls being a living sacrifice, which is what we're supposed to be for God. Listen to Whiteheart sing about this in their song, Living Sacrifice.
You know the Lord is good to you above for dead.
That was Whiteheart with Living Sacrifice. You know, they sang in that song a very important line, and I want to read it to you again. Give your body, give your mind, give it all until you find a zealot's passion, an addict's drive, be a living sacrifice. And that's what Jesus Christ wants from us. That's why we were made in the first place. The Apostle Paul said over in Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. You see, in light of what God has done for us, sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that we could have our sins forgiven and have a relationship with him, we need to be surrendered. We need to surrender ourselves up to God wholeheartedly and to be a living sacrifice for him. Now, you may say, wait a minute, man, I don't want to be totally surrendered to God. Well, we are already totally surrendered to something anyways. If you think about it, you're already totally surrendered to sin from the moment you come into this world. Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? You know, whatever calls the shots in your life, that's what you're enslaved to. No matter if it's drugs or money or sex or food or whatever, that's what you're enslaved to, whatever drives you and calls the shots in your life. It's either God or it's on your own desires and lusts. And those who are hooked on drugs are clearly controlled not by the drugs themselves, which is what they would like to think. They're really controlled by their own desires and lusts. And that's a bad thing, because the Bible says over in Romans 8:13, for if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. Hey, if you'll surrender your life to Jesus Christ to live for God for the rest of your life on earth, then you'll be hooked on a good thing. And that's what Range of Angels sings about next. We'll be right back. Hey, that was Rage of Angels with Hooked on a Good Thing. You know, when you give your heart to Christ, you are then hooked on a good thing. You know, they sang in that song, "Since you've given me your injection, I haven't been the same. Your love is like an obsession, a fever I can't tame." And they were speaking about God's love there. You can experience that too. And if you don't surrender your heart to Christ, then you're going to continue to be bound in chains. And that's what Sacred Warrior sings about next. Sacred Warrior with Bound in Chains. You know, Proverbs 4:22 says this. It says that his own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. You see, sin binds us up. It just like put chains on us, especially on our souls, but it ruins our lives. And that's because the devil, in John 10:10, Jesus said, the devil came, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. There's only two options that are available to us in this life. There's the devil's way that leads to pain and eternal misery, or there's Jesus' way, which leads to an extraordinary life now on earth and eternal joy in heaven. Which of the two are you choosing to follow?
Let you feel you grow up very fast in sorrow.
Is Jesus, he'll fill your soul. That's what they just sang. Barron Cross, State of Control. That song, of course, was about alcoholism, which the Bible calls the sin of drunkenness. You know, if you'll give your life to Jesus Christ, you won't have to go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, as Paul said in Romans 6:13. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to keep harming yourself and others through the sin of drunkenness. But if you will surrender control of your life to Jesus Christ, you'll be able to resist that temptation. You'll be able to present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God, as Paul finished out that thought in Romans 6:13. You know, you don't have to be a slave to drugs and alcohol anymore. You can be set free through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul reminded the Christians he was writing to in the book of Romans of the very important fact that was true of them all. He said, though you were slaves to sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness, Romans 6:16-18. You see, the Bible presents that there as sin is something we obey. And we can obey God or we can obey sin. And unfortunately, we choose to obey sin from the moment we're born into this world. And until Christ gets a hold of our hearts and changes us, then we'll continue to be driven by the slave master of sin. You know, but these people here in the Church of Rome and some people in our church here in Sandpoint and other people all over the world have been freed from the destructive slavery to sin and free to serve the living and true God, which is what we were all made for in the first place. We're going to listen to three songs now. One, the first one by Narnia, and it's called Dangerous Game, about drug use. Narnia with Dangerous Game. Next, we're going to hear Bride and Rattlesnake, about those who deal drugs.
Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today.
We'll be right back.
And that was Bride with Rattlesnakes. Dale Thompson there used to be the lead singer for Halloween, and then Christ got a hold of his heart, and he and his brother and some other people formed a band called Bride, and I'm glad they did. I love his voice. He's got a great metal and hard rock voice. Hey, listen, next we're going to listen to Shout and their song Borderline.
Ah!
Oh, I hate it when they do that. They put the best guitar riffs at the very end of the song when it's going down in volume. I hate that. I always have to turn it up really loud. You know what? That was Shout with Borderline, and they were singing about the fact that when you're living a lie out there, when you're living for sin, it's not really true. You're on the borderline. You're close to the edge. You know, if you're going to give your control of your life to sin, you are going to play a dangerous game, and you are playing one if you're doing that right now. If you're knowingly doing things that you know you shouldn't do, you're on the borderline, and you better beware, because the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it says this: or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, that's sexually immoral, or idolaters, and that's not just worshiping real idols, it's idols of the heart too, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if that list in some way describes you in one of those things, don't lose hope, because there is a way out. There is a way to be free from those sins and to inherit the kingdom of God, because Paul went on to say in the next verse, in verse 11, he said, such were some of you, but you were washed and you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. You see, you can be cleansed right now from those things. You don't have to go to an eternity of hell. You can enjoy eternal life, not only in the future, but now on earth through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Next, we're going to listen to Bloodgood sing about the problem with all mankind, and that is that we have a holy fire burning within our souls, and that's what they sing about in their song, Holy Fire.
Ah!
blood good with holy fire. You see, there we all have a fire burning down deep within us. And, you know, Solomon said over in Proverbs 30, verse 15 to 16, he said this: there are three things that, Agur said that actually in Proverbs 30. He said, there are three things which will not be satisfied, four that will not say enough: Sheol and the barren womb, earth that's never satisfied with water, and fire that never says enough. You know, you can put anything of this world into that fire that's raging in your soul, and it'll just consume it and shout out, give me more. It will never be satisfied. And Solomon said also in Proverbs 27:20, he said, death and destruction are never satisfied, neither are the eyes of man. The grass is always greener on the other side. That's what that means right there. That's what we say. You know, we will never be satisfied with the temporary happiness and fleeting pleasure of the things of this world. That's because there's a holy fire that burns for a relationship with God. You know, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, they lost that intimate relationship with God, and that fire started within their souls, a fire looking for something to quench that fire, to give us peace again. And that's why we're driven to do the things that we do. We want to satisfy that fire, want to quench it that's burning inside of us. And the more we put in, though, the bigger that fire seems to get. And we pursue this sin and that sin, hoping we'll find what we're looking for, only be disappointed time after time. But listen to what Jesus said over in John 6:35. He said this: I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. And he said over the next chapter, chapter 7 of John 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. You see, Jesus Christ can quench the fire that's raging within your soul, that fire that's driving you for your search for satisfaction. Give your life to Christ right now, and you will find the solution to what you're looking for. You'll find the answer. Well, we're going to listen next to if I can get to the track. Actually, it's not letting me get to the track for some reason. But we're going to listen to Guardian sing From Wrong to Right, a story, a remake of Stryper's song. And they sing about doing that very thing, going from searching for it in sin to living for Christ. It's hard to that's going to do it for me today. I want to encourage you to come out. If you're in the Sandpoint area, come out to church with us. Sundays, 11 o'clock worship service, 6:30 evening service. Wednesday night, 6:30 as well. I look forward to have a great week, and we'll see you later.
It starts, obviously, in Greece, and then it infects other countries.
The threat of contagion from the Greek financial crisis.
Today is